I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, playing baseball for the San Quentin Giants, where after you strike out, you're still in. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Bill, and hello to our new friends at member station 91.9 KVCR, public radio for inland Southern California.
The Kansas City Royals are in the playoffs for the first time in 29 years, so I want to begin our conversation by bringing to your attention a tweet from the police department in Kansas City. It begins, "We really need everyone to not commit crimes." Why is that?
So the police can watch the Kansas City Royals clinch whatever it was they were clinching that night. Don't the Kansas City police need people not to commit crimes like every day?
Well, that's what I was thinking. If it worked, they could send the same tweet again the next day, and who knows, maybe it worked again.
I just have this vision of bank robbers, you know, sitting in a car refreshing the ESPN score page and updating their fantasy team until the game was over.
According to the only baseball general manager to be played in a movie by Brad Pitt, the Oakland A's would not have made it to the playoffs if not for the trade that brought pitcher John Lester to town. So why is everybody down on Billy Bean?
Because he keeps losing playoff series, basically. He's being roasted a little bit for trades he made, including the one that brought John Lester, because basically Lester was a rental. He's a free agent now. It's hard to argue with Bean's logic that they probably wouldn't have made the playoffs without Lester. Lester had a terrible playoff game, unfortunately, in that 7-6 piece of performance art that the Royals and the A's conspired to give us. But, you know, once again, Billy Bean is the smartest man in the world never to make the World Series. Mm. So good for him.
Former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter did not stay unemployed for very long. He's launched a new website called The Players Tribune. You know, unemployment is bad enough in the sports writing business. Now the captain is trying to replace us?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. Their players are going to share their own stories on Derek's website. Well, you know, it's the internet. God bless him. It's the wild kingdom out there, and if he thinks he can make a go of it, good for him. I, for one, am dying to hear the prison narratives of some of our more prominent athletes. Some of our best, as Richard Nixon once said, some of our best writing is done in prison.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is one of Jeter's new senior editors, and for his first column, I'm just telling you what I've learned this week. It's been quite a week. Anyway, he's decided to write about the NFL's domestic violence problem. Good choice for that.
Yeah,
topic.
I think so. He's fessing up to the fact that he was a bully when he was a kid and was a very angry child. He says that his faith saved him when he was 14 years old. I mean, Russell Wilson has seemed like an interesting guy since he hit the league, so maybe this is something for which the Players Tribune is worth it.
Dallas Cowboys safety C.J. Spillman is being investigated for sexual assault, but the team says that unless Mr. Spillman is arrested or indicted, he will remain on the team. They cite due process. They have a point?
To me, they do, because I do think that the worst thing that's happened in this country is that we basically subcontracted the idea of law enforcement to a bunch of people who employ us, and that's really taken a beating out of the Bill of Rights. He's still on the team. I doubt he'll play, but we'll see.
In a story that we covered on Only a Blog this week, all is not well in Ann Arbor. Students and football fans have been protesting on the lawn of the president of the University of Michigan. What's their complaint?
Well, there's a little bit of a backstory to this. I was in a restaurant in upstate New York last weekend that had a lot of TVs, and the Michigan game was on right over our seat, and I saw the play on which Michigan's quarterback Shane Morris took this incredible helmet-to-helmet hit. And he got up, and not only was he limping, he was staggering. And, of course, I couldn't hear the sound, but I remember turning to one of the people I was with and saying, "That kid's got to come out of the game. That kid is really hurt." And then he went back in the game. This is an indication of the success of the education campaign regarding head injuries in football. The student body at the University of Michigan wants the athletic director fired. They want the coach fired. Some of them are not showing up at the games anymore. This is what happens when you teach people what football really does.
Meanwhile, a new study has shown that college football players suffer 27 concussions for every one that is reported. Even the AD at Michigan has to agree that's a horrible ratio, I would assume.
Yeah, that's terrible. And these are people who are allegedly doing it for free, who the NCAA insists cannot share in the revenues that their 27 concussions per person help produce, because that would be bad.
Or get any medical help once they're out of college.
Exactly.
Remember when countries used to compete for the opportunity to stage the Olympics? This week, the field of potential hosts for the 2022 Winter Games plunged to just two, Beijing and Almaty, which is in Kazakhstan. Oslo dropped out. You want to tell me a little bit about why Oslo dropped out?
Well, because Oslo declined. I can't get through these without laughing. First of all, I'm rooting for the Kazakhs, as is any sane person. But in any event, the IOC presented the local organizing committees with a list of demands. Oslo took one look at the list of demands. The people in Oslo fell over laughing and left the entire bidding process. Let me give you a few reasons why. Now, this is for all the members of the IOC, who are without doubt the world's premier buffet grazers, okay? They demand to meet the king prior to the opening ceremony. Afterwards, there shall be a cocktail reception. Drinks shall be paid for by the royal palace or the local organizing committee. It's good to be the king, but it's better to be a member of the IOC. Separate lanes should be created on all roads where IOC members will travel, which are not to be used by regular people or public transportation. And perhaps my favorite, IOC members shall be greeted with a smile when they arrive at their hotel.
I should hope so.
As far as I'm concerned, IOC members should be greeted by law enforcement when they arrive at their hotel. Go get them, Almaty.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
And you're welcome to them.